The next morning, Ms. Scheinberg got to school early to rearrange the classroom. When the students entered the classroom, groups of kids quickly dispersed to different areas of the room, admiring the new additions. Instead of worksheets on their desk to complete, the board read, "Morning work, play at a center around the room." Excitedly, everyone found a place to play, some enjoying the sensory table and others stacking manipulatives. Everyone was engaged. Everyone, that is, except for Sam. "So are we not going to learn for the rest of the year and just play instead?" questioned Sam. Ms. Scheinberg smiled and said, "If you look carefully, you'll see that your friends are playing and learning at the same time." Ms. Scheinberg walked around the room, watching the students, listening to their conversations, and asking questions. At the block center, she heard Daisy tell Sophie that her building could hold more people than Sophie's could. "Daisy, what makes you say that?" questioned Ms. Scheinberg. "My building is much taller than Sophie's, so it has more space for more people," Daisy stated. "Just because my building is shorter than yours doesn't mean that it can't fit as many people. I used more blocks than you did, so mine covers more space, which means it's bigger than yours," Sophie argued. Ms. Scheinberg went to her desk and recorded some notes about the interaction that will help her teach both of the girls now that she knows their understandings about volume.